how to practice feminine communication on social media. Now, social media can be an amazing place for you to start practicing what we teach you here and the principles of being in your feminine, communicating in a feminine way, and drawing a man to you, magnetizing a man to you to want to take care of you, to want to devote himself to you, to be attracted to you, and to want to connect to you in a deeper way. And this is so powerful because it's one of the only ways I've ever discovered of how you can actually initiate or put yourself out there in a way where you're not in your masculine. You're actually, because you're doing it in a feminine way. You're commenting, you're posting, you're even messaging a man, but you're doing it in a feminine way that then allows him to take the leadership and take it to the next step. You're not penetrating a man and you're not pushing yourself onto him or chasing a man. You're actually doing it in a feminine way that can magnetize through feminine polarity. So what you want to do is when you're on your social media, when you're looking at posts from guys that you like, or just you can do this with everyone because you want to practice so that it becomes second nature for you to be in your feminine and not be in your masculine. So when you're seeing posts and photos and things from people on your timeline, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, YouTube, if there's somebody that you're following that you like, someone you know is probably more likely on Facebook, people you're actually connected to. You want to start commenting on their posts, but you want to do it in a specific way. You want to say things like, you want to share your emotions with him. You want to share your feelings with him or them, I'll say, because it depends on who you're talking to. You can use this with women also. You can just practice it with all people. And you want to share how their post or their photo or whatever they published makes you feel emotionally. So you would say things like, I feel so happy reading this from you. It actually inspires me to want to do XYZ. So depending on what the post is, this can be a variety of different posts. If they're sharing a story of something that happened in their life, if they're sharing a celebration, if they're giving advice, if they're sharing an article, if they're sharing something vulnerable from their heart, if they're sharing a meme, if they're sharing a video, it could be a variety of things. So you want to basically say, what was the post? How did the post make you feel? And you want to share that vulnerably. And you could even add a little bit of why that made you feel that way. So you'd say, I feel grateful for sharing this, that you shared this. It's very inspirational. It makes me want to start exercising again. Or say, I feel angry. So it could be, right? It doesn't have to be all positive emotions. It could also be like, I feel angry that this happened to you, and I hope nobody ever does that to you again, or I hope nobody does that to anyone. Or I feel sad what you shared, that this woman, that your mom is not feeling well. I hope she gets better soon. Or I feel joy. I feel grateful. I feel fear. I feel love. Or you could say, this post made me feel. So you could all say, it makes me feel, or it made me feel. And you can share the emotion and then share why it made you feel that way. So I gave you a couple examples there you can run with. You'll probably know what you can say depending on the post. Try to say, I feel, because that's how you're tapping in your feminine heart. And you're posting in a way where you're sharing your heart on somebody's post. And then now they get to, likely, you have to be detached from however they respond to it. They may not give you anything. They might not give you a reaction. They might not comment. Or they may just give you a thumbs up, they may give it a heart, or they may say, I'm so glad you liked it. Or they may say, this really made my day. Thank you for sharing this. You don't know how they're going to respond. You have to be detached from it because you're just practicing. You're practicing sharing your emotions vulnerably with people. Now, you can also take this to the next level. If there's somebody you really like, or if they posted something that really impacted you emotionally, made you feel very strong emotions. Like, for example, let's say there's a guy that you've been following and he goes to the same gym that you go to, and he made a post about how bad the floors were painted in the building, or something about the gym that is just bad or wrong, or he thinks is funny, and he posts about it, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so true, and you're like laughing. You want to be authentic with what emotions it brought up with you. So if a guy posts you something that really brought up some strong emotions for you, you can also share that with him privately, and you can message him and say something like, hi, may I share something with you? And he'll say, sure, what's up? Or yeah, what's up? Most likely he'll say, sure, what's up? And then you'll say, when you post, it's so funny because when you posted this thing about the gym, it made me so happy because I've noticed, I go to the same gym and I've noticed those floors as well. And every time I see them, it always cracks me up, and I tell my friends about it. And, It's so funny that you share that, and thanks for sharing that. You didn't even have to add that part. Just share the emotional impact. It's just hilarious. I thought that was hilarious, and thanks for sharing it. You could end with thanks for sharing it, because appreciation is also so great as well. So when you're sharing appreciation from a man's post or somebody's post, thank you for sharing this. I feel so great reading this. I appreciate that you shared this. Things like that. Those are great, because now it's making him feel like he's providing value for you. He's making a woman happy. He's making her feel good. He's going to feel good, and he's going to probably then likely want to engage with you. Again, you have to be detached. Be okay if he doesn't say anything back, if he doesn't even respond, if he doesn't even give a thumbs up, if he doesn't say anything to may I share something with you, or if he doesn't share anything to what you shared about why you feel that way, he may not respond to anything. That's okay. Or he may say, that's so funny, or I know it's hilarious, I'm glad you appreciate that. And then he may start a conversation like, what gym do you go to? Or, you know, what town do you live in? Or, you know, how long have you been going? Or, oh yeah, I remember you. We used to go to college together. Or we haven't spoke for so long. I'm glad you, glad we can reconnect it. You don't know what he's going to say. You have to be detached from it. And then you can have a conversation and just continue to share vulnerably, share your feminine communication. Emotions that come up. I feel great, and I feel this, and I feel that, and also just have fun. Have fun in the conversation with him. However it goes, have fun, enjoy yourself, and then there's a good chance if he has a connection, if he has any attraction to you, which he likely will, because you're starting to vulnerably share your feminine core, your heart with a man in this process, he's likely going to ask you out, or he's likely going to want to take a next step with you. Again, be detached. We don't know if he will, but it's a high likelihood. So that's a way you can actually proactively use your social media proactively. Again, you could also do this on online dating. This is very powerful with online dating. Use your online dating the same way and comment on a man's profile with the emotions that it made you feel. Something he shared, a photo that he had, what emotions did it make you feel? Share that with him and share it in the feminine way. May I share something with you? Sure. When you share this, it made me feel so happy. It made me feel so sad. It made me feel so angry. It made me feel so joyful, grateful, whatever the emotion is, and then let him take the lead from there. You're just vulnerably sharing in your feminine, and now he gets to step in and take leadership and take it to the next step and take it to the next step. And now he's in his masculine, you're in your feminine, you're sharing vulnerably, you're open, you're receptive. He's now getting to lead. He's now getting to take action potentially, and it can take it to the next level and hopefully create a great relationship. So hope this was helpful. Much love, and look forward to talking to you again in future videos. Bye-bye.